Hi, this is Jim White. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM. Good music. Goodbye. How about that heat, huh? Warm enough for ya? It's getting crazy out there. The world, it's, I don't know, how do you stay hopeful? Germany's underwater, and we're scorching, and everything's on fire. You know, at least we got great music. At least we've got that. So we'll have some of that today. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, by the way. Originating easy for me to say, on UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. My name's Jeff here, pre-recording. I'm not going to tell you what I'm wearing today because Deb told me not to. So you'll have to use your imagination. Okay? So, thanks for the feedback, Deb. It's good to see Deb the other day. Good to see, like, anybody these days, really. But went down to a couple of shows at the Blue Note Park this past week and caught up with some old friends, including Deb and Barb and Jen and Tim and old pal Stu. And oh my God, it was just like a reunion. It's been way too long since I've seen those good-hearted music lovers. And hopefully we will see you, good-hearted music lover, down at one of those shows at Blue Note Park. They're a ton of fun down there, put on by the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club. You can look them up at highandlonesomeclub.ca. The lineup is there. And that's pretty much, you know, the only game in town as far as, you know, real live music concerts going on right now. And it's fine because they're so good. You don't really need to go anywhere else. So anyway, off the top there, we played something from Jim White from the album Transnormal Skipperoo, Crash Into the Sun. It kind of feels maybe like that's what's happening here. A little bit of the heat, overwhelmed by the heat. Also played that tune because I had a chat with Jim White the other day. I finally connected with Jim White. I've been trying to get Jim White on Fly With Your Shadow for quite a while. He's one of those bucket list guests, one of those people that I just, man, I gotta, I hope I can get Jim. And I finally got him, and oh boy, did we have a conversation. It's just, oh, it's unbelievable. I can't wait to play that for you in a couple of weeks on Fly With Your Shadow. This past week, though, just the other day, dropped an episode with a young lady named Shauna Caspi from Toronto. She was great. Got a couple more minutes of that conversation coming up here on the program today, and a bunch of new music and a bunch of other things. And you know what? All right. I wasn't going to do it. Thinking about the heat and the sun. I don't know. I guess I better do it. All right, let's do it. One or two. Knowing me, it'll be half an hour. But I'll try not to get too carried away with friggin' heat songs. Connections.
looking for a friend to hand out. Somebody's my soul. So I kept my spirits high, entertaining passers-by, wrapped in my confusion while he was waiting.
This is Mark Olson from the Jayhawks. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
Stronger and the late light. to me. Under moonlight in a midnight breeze, the stars we thought would guide us back would just sad.
Cuff the Duke there with The Brightest Part of the Sun. It's from their album Morning Comes. More about Cuff the Duke in a second. We heard Boy and Bear in there with Southern Sun. Hadn't heard that one in a long time, along with the Weepies. I think they're all from Australia, aren't they? Boy and Bear and the Weepies. That was made for sunny days there. Jayhawks in there waiting for the sun, and Jason Collette, I'll Bring the Sun. It's frickin' hot outside. Take care of yourself. Watch out for the animals. You know, leave some water out. And if you happen to live in an area or be in an area where there might be people who live outside or, you know, don't have a place to cool down, give them some friggin' water. Kudos to Kelly Hughes for once again being a good person. He leaves a cooler of bottles of water outside of his house. He lives right here in the inner city in Winnipeg, and a real at-risk population, I guess we'll say. So anything you can do to help out people and animals in this incredible, ridiculous heat would be good of you. And yeah, man, it's hard to stay hopeful when you think about how hot it is and how crazy it's been all across the country and all around the world. Hopefully all of our friends in Germany are safe after the crazy, crazy floods going on. Man, oh man, just weird times, I tell you. And if that wasn't devastating enough, speaking of Cuff the Duke, got some sad news the other day. A Canadian behind-the-scenes music industry icon of sorts passed away the other day. Cuff the Duke's first manager was a guy named William Skinny Ten. And Skinny managed and worked with a lot of great Canadian bands and musicians. And by all indication, I corresponded with Skinny a few times, trying to line up interviews with Cuff the Duke and Luther Wright and things like that. And he was always just great to me. And everybody these days, the accolades are coming about what an amazing guy he was. So I'll just play a few of the bands that were I don't even know what the word is. He was essential to their growth, to their coming out, to their he was essential to bringing this music to the world, and God, we're grateful for that. So I want to play you one more from Cuff the Duke and a couple other friends of the late great William Skinny Ten.
Broken glass and lines of streets and sparkles one by one, a beautiful distraction created by the sun. If only I could mold these thoughts to bony fists of rage. Instead I disregard them all and I try to act my age. I really wanna help you, let you feel free, but I haven't much hope left and I'm saving it for me, my friend. The stories that you tell.
Too profound. My friend Kate, you laugh like a tidal wave, but Charlie don't surf on your laughter on Black Mondays. And the shadows I feel are the shadows in me. And not even your face or your beautiful smile, or the curve of your breast or your laughing bright eyes, could make me believe I'm a winner tonight. When Monday morning is just out of sight, yeah, Monday morning is just out of sight. Well, I know a story about a man who couldn't see past his fingertips to reach out and touch it. It's just too much like he needs it. And I know a woman who reached out to me, and all she got were my barbed wire hands. And I won't be too proud if she can't depend on me when Black Monday starts coming around. Sad and beautiful, and the way I am, it's never been too good for us, cause I'm too blind to hear, and I'm too deaf to see. But I still have a voice that can call out your name, with a gut full of beer and a head full of pain. I can lie in your arms and be lovers again. Thank God Tuesday morning is just hours away. Thank God Tuesday morning is just hours away. Yeah. Do you know I won't let you down Rest your head when I come around Do you know you can count on me Laugh out loud what you see, but do you know, I won't let you down, rest your head, when I come around, but do you know, you can count on me, laugh out loud, I see what you see,
Hey, this is Luther Wright from Luther Wright and the Wrongs, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM radio.
Well, I got a broken fucking heart. Like an idiot, I played my cards too quick. Now I'm up the fucking crypt. And all my friends that know me, they've been kind enough to tell me I look sick. Well, it sure as hell had lots to say. But you didn't need to hear it anyway, that's right. I give up without a fight. And now I'm eating crow for breakfast, lunch and dinner, morning, noon and night. Well, I shouldn't say I should. I'd forget it if I could. Was that devastating blow I took? And now I've got that certain look. Like a burnout car. Well, I got a broken fucking heart. Thank you.
broken fucking heart. And I tried to like you, but it's hard to do. You keep tightening the screws. And I guess that I believed you when you told me that you wouldn't hurt me too. You know, if looks could really kill, well, I'd be dead, you'd be in jail behind bars, making license plates for cars, your mattress and your mirror, your punker memorabilia stuffed in jars. Well, I shouldn't say I should, I'd forget it if I could, cause that devastating blow I took, and now I've got that certain look, like a burned out car. Well, I got a broken fucking heart, like a burned up car. Well, I got a broken fucking heart.
Oh, I had to do it. How else could you put it? Send some love out to William Skinny Tin and his family and all those who loved him, and to all of us who have benefited from his hard work behind the scenes. Canadian music industry worked with so many people. Oh my God, it's just crazy. Hoxley Workman and Hayden and Serena Ryder and, oh, I can't even, Andrew Cash. Crazy, crazy amount of talent that he has represented and benefited. And sadly, died of cancer this past week. And I'm just going to say it right now, cancer can fuck right off, because I keep hearing about people who are dying or fighting the good fight. It just, it's the worst, man. It's the worst. I'm going to participate in the Great Cycle Challenge Canada again in August. If you want to help support research into childhood cancer, I mean, as much as cancer sucks when you hear about it in an adult, as I do all too often, I can't even imagine what it would be like having dealing with it as a kid, or, you know, having a kid in my family dealing with it. GreatCycleChallenge.ca. You can look me up and sponsor me if you want, or just throw some money towards the sick kids hospital doing the research, trying to find a cure. And you know, hopefully they make some progress. I hear they've done good things over there. All right, look at the time. Oh my God. Let's talk a little bit about the shows coming up this week. It's a busy week down at the Blue Note Park. It's a crazy week. I forgot to mention before I back the tape up, Skinny Tin has put together a podcast about the birth of rock and roll. And it's called The Skinny Spinner. You can't find it on the normal podcast places. You got to go to Art Haus Music, H-A-U-S, Art, H-A-U-S, music.com/podcast. And look up the episodes of The Skinny Spinner, where Skinny takes you through the history of the birth of rock and roll and his personal history in 9 episodes. And I'm hoping to listen to some of that. Taking a bit of a road trip this week, so I'm going to miss these some of these times change shows. But hopefully I'll get to listen to some of these, and hopefully you'll check that out as well. Anyways, oh my God, what a week at the times change. Monday, Sweet Alibi. Tuesday, Ridley Bent. Wednesday, Jake Briggs. Thursday, J.D. Edwards. Friday, Bull Rider. Saturday, The Perps. And a big one coming up. It was just announced, Bobby Dove on Saturday at 3 p.m. Bobby Dove is pretty great. We're going to play some Bobby Dove. But I wanted to sneak this one in and encourage you to get a ticket at while you still could. But I don't think you can anymore. I think you're out of luck. So if you don't have a ticket, you might be out of luck. I wanted to encourage you to join me down at Blue Note Park next Sunday, the 25th. For a reunion of Winnipeg Supergroup. I mean, I don't know if they were a supergroup at the time, but it's one of those groups that's become a supergroup in reverse. And now that they're playing again, you know, it's Ariel Posen, Begonia, Alexa Dirks, and Ryan Voth. And they're called the New Lightweights, and they're doing a rare show next Sunday at the Times Change Blue Note Park. And I got my tickets. Hopefully you do as well. Here's one from them.
And I like boxes. They make me feel all right. They stay the same out in the day, in the dead of night. They keep my books all in a row. They tell me, darling, welcome home. And I like boxes, and they like me too. I know they do. And I like feathers, the smell of old perfume. Old radiators painted gold just to suit my mood. I like ice cream when it's cold. I like old time radio. Oh yes, it's true. These things I do. You gotta remember what keeps us together.
Bounce back with the sun, and I fell down to darkness and looked at the sun. Took a breath of the city, knew she was done. Highway so open, but the exits are closed. I'm taking this here country road. Thunder child, listen to the song of the sky. The light of your love is a cloud in your eye. Everything changes and everything dies. There's no silver lining, you just gotta cry. Thunder child quietly came to me. She said, there ain't nothing to fear in this land. She clapped five times and disappeared in the sand. Thunder child, listen to the song of the sky. The light of love is a cloud in your eye. Everything changes and everything dies. There's no silver lining, you just gotta cry. Coming down from so high above, crossing the bridge with the colors so bright. Deep in her heart, lightning would strike. Thunder child, listen to the song of the sky. The light of your love is a cloud in your eye. Everything changes and everything dies. There's no silver lining, you just gotta cry.
Bobby Dove there, title track to Bobby's last record, Thunder Child, and before that, something from the new record, Hopeless Romantic, featuring Jim Cuddy. We heard Chance in Hell, and you can catch Bobby Dove at Blue Note Park Saturday at 3 p.m. I encourage you to do that in spite of the heat. And the new Lightweights in there with Boxes from What Keeps Us Together. We'll probably hear some more new Lightweights next week as we get ready for that show. We are going to take a break and pay a couple bills on UMFM and get ourselves sorted on the podcast. And we'll come back with some more great music, new music, Shauna Caspi, a whole bunch of other things on the next segment of Tell the Band to Go Home. Please check it out.